All of us know the color blue in nature is very soothing, very healing. Blue sky, blue waters, or the deep ocean blue. There are beautiful blue flowers, and also, of course, blueberries that are incredibly delicious and also very medicinal. But you may not be aware of these other blue substances that are also very useful for health and nutrition, or in some cases, emergency type medical interventions. So I want to go over some blue things with you today. And everything I'm going to mention here is something that you can verify yourself. And I think most of them will surprise you. So let's start with Prussian blue. Prussian blue is the name of a dye that's used by painters. And Prussian blue, just a certain pigment. It's a specific molecule that has a blue color. And it also happens to bind with radioactive cesium isotopes, which is why Prussian blue is approved by the FDA, or at least a form of it is approved as a medicine for treating radiation exposure in nuclear fallout or dirty bomb scenarios. You can actually buy Prussian blue, or a form of it. It's basically just Prussian blue labeled as a drug. And if you eat that, if you take the pills, then it will bind with cesium very effectively in your gut, which will help speed the motion or the movement of the radioisotopes through your digestive tract. And you will ultimately defecate them through bowel movements, which prevents them from being absorbed into your blood. And it also speeds the transit time so that the radioisotopes don't spend a lot of time inside your body, irradiating you from the inside. So there you go. The color blue, a painter's pigment, can save your life after a nuclear war. So that's just one blue item that can be life-saving. The second one is a blue dye known as hematoxylin. That's spelled X-Y-L-I-N at the end there. Hematoxylin. Now, hematoxylin is a blue dye that was originally used for staining slide specimens to look at them under the microscope. And then some very observant chemists or biologists realized that it was also killing cancer cells on the slides. So they tested it on animals and found out that hematoxylin, when combined with DMSO, which causes it to penetrate through the skin and to go deep into the body, found that it can actually reverse many different types of cancer, including cervical cancer, going into complete remission with a total starvation, a cutting off of the blood supply of the cancer cells. And this is all from a blue dye known as hematoxylin. That's H-E-M-A-T-O-X-Y-L-I-N. And combined with DMSO, it is another amazing cure. I've done an article about this at naturalnews.com. If you just go there and search for DMSO, you should be able to bring up that article. Now, both of the substances I've mentioned so far are synthetic blue pigment molecules. There's a third one that's also a synthetic, and then the fourth one I'll mention is a natural pigment. But the third one, you've probably heard of it recently, it's called methylene blue. And methylene blue is being sold as a dietary supplement. I don't yet have enough information to recommend it in that way, but where I do recommend it is as a highly effective substance that blocks glutamate toxicity. And glutamate, of course, is found in monosodium glutamate, which is an excitotoxin that damages nerve cells. It's added into processed foods typically. It's also found in various hidden forms, such as yeast extract and autolyzed proteins, hydrolyzed proteins, and sometimes so-called natural flavors. What the research shows is that methylene blue, if you take it before exposure to any form of MSG, it blocks the receptor sites, and thus it blocks the neurotoxicity that is associated with MSG. And as someone myself who is very sensitive to MSG, I found that I'm able to use methylene blue before any MSG exposure, which includes soy sauce and other things. And then I would have a near 100% effectiveness of the MSG being blocked. So pretty big discovery. So a really amazing use. And you know, aspartame is also known as an excitotoxin, and it's viable, although I can't confirm this yet, it's viable that methylene blue could protect your nerve cells from aspartame as well. I know for sure they protect yourselves from glutamate, which is a big deal. All right, so far, all three of those substances that I've mentioned here, Prussian blue, hematoxylin, and methylene blue, they are synthetic substances. And as a result, some people might say, well, I don't want to take any synthetic substances at all. I only want to have natural substances that come from the world of plants and herbs and things like that. So this fourth one does come from the natural world. It comes from spirulina, single-cell blue-green algae. Spirulina produces a number of interesting nutrients itself. One of them is a very potent pigment that even fluoresces at certain wavelengths. And it's called phycocyanin, P-H-Y-C-O-C-Y-A-N-I-N. So phycocyanins really refer to a class of chemical compounds. But they all share similar color, similar structure. Phycocyanins are highly therapeutic. And I covered previously how researchers in Japan would use microinjections of phycocyanins into pancreatic cancer tumors in order to cure the cancer. And you may know pancreatic cancer is a very fatal form of cancer, typically not a very high success rate. So when you have something that actually works against pancreatic cancer, well, that's a big deal. And phycocyanins do exactly that. Now, this was a microinjection technique. It wasn't taken orally. So studies would have to be done on the oral intake of phycocyanins to see how beneficial they might be against cancer. But there's something about this I want to mention, which is light and how light is important in all of this. Methylene blue is a photopotentiator, and so is curcumin found in turmeric, which is an orange color. Many of these substances that have very vivid colors, whether they're blue or otherwise, are photosensitive or they are photopotentiators. And given that there are photoreceptors, that is light receptors, all throughout your body on many organs that themselves are not even supposed to have anything to do with light, but they have photoreceptors nonetheless, the fact that these substances are photopotentiated molecules, or that they fluoresce from certain wavelengths, this means that some of these substances can actually be sources of light inside your body. Like, literally, let there be light. So with the right colors or the right pigments inside your body, then any kind of light that comes through your skin, and remember, your skin is not fully opaque. It's semi-translucent. Light penetrates your skin. Well, that light goes into the tissues and blood capillaries or blood vessels that are carrying these photosensitive substances. And then those are then potentiated by light, and they can themselves give off other specific wavelengths of light, in the case of fluorescence, for example. And then this can activate other cells in your body that are just waiting for a signal, an actual light signal, which is really more common than you might think throughout your body and especially in your nervous system. So bringing in the right colors of nutrients into your body is also a way to bring in light signals. Not just light at the wavelengths of the color of the item, but other wavelengths of light, especially in the case of fluorescence. Now, also from the world of natural substances, we have to mention anthocyanins, which are the dark purple, sometimes black or blue-black pigments that are found in many common fruits and some vegetables, including eggplant. So the skin of the eggplant vegetable has this dark purple pigment in it. Those belong to a class of molecules called anthocyanins. And here the cyan refers to the color blue. Just like the phycocyanins from spirulina, that refers to blue, you know, the word cyan or the word root. Anthocyanins are also naturally blue or dark blue. Now, anthocyanins are known to not only be antioxidants, and they can also help reduce inflammation of certain cells, certain organs in your body, but they also can block receptor sites for spike proteins. So if you've been dealing with, you know, spike protein exposure because you have friends who keep taking the jabs, then this is a great way to block the receptor sites in your body just by eating purple foods. And yes, this includes purple corn also. So if you can get some purple corn, well, the purple comes from anthocyanins. But the best sources would be berries. So blackberries, blueberries, aronia berries, which are grown in North America. Any kind of berries that are darker. And I believe even figs, some of the darker purple colors on some of the figs also have anthocyanins in them as well. So there are many different natural food sources where you can pick up these color pigments. So the color blue coming through your eyes is healing. It's very soothing. It's calming. But also the color blue coming through your stomach in your foods is incredibly healing and protective in the cases that I mentioned here. And then the color blue applied topically with DMSO and hematoxylin, that is a cancer cure in many cases for cancers that are sort of close to the surface of the skin. So there you have at least, I don't know, five examples of how the color blue represents molecules that are incredibly healing. So take advantage of that and eat more foods, both fruits and vegetables, that have a lot more color in them, and you'll be healthier as a result. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can follow my work at naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. And you can also find lab-verified, ultra-clean foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And I thank you for your support. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic. And butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more.
in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield, and we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well, and it's a non-alcohol formula, so it's certified organic. Here it is, green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here, and it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. You can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brightown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.